This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
You're listening to Europe Explorers, brought to you with support from the European Commission.
Hola. Green. Ciao. San Lucia. Ahoy.
Today we're exploring...
Greece.
Getting to know you.
Greece is located south of the Balkans, an area where you'll find countries like Albania and Bulgaria, and to the west of Turkey. It's home to 11 million people, and if you visit, the way to say hello is... Yasu.
Yasu.
Perfect. It's a very popular place to visit for summer holidays because it has a warm climate, beautiful blue seas and many beaches. There are also over 1,400 islands around Greece to explore. And wherever you are, you're never more than 70 miles from the coast. So don't forget your bucket and spade. Around 2,500 years ago, while people in Britain were still in the Iron Age, ancient Greece was a hive of activity and one of the most civilized places on Earth. They worshipped many gods and goddesses, like Zeus, the king of gods, Poseidon, who ruled the seas, and Aphrodite, the goddess of love. The type of government we have today is known as a democracy, where all people are treated equally. Demokratia, which means power of people, was invented by the Greeks all those years ago, along with maths and astronomy.
Fascinating flavours.
Greek food is delicious, but best of all, it can be some of the healthiest food you can eat. Lots of Greek salads have tomatoes and olive oil. Tzatziki, a tasty yogurt dressing, is a popular dish, along with feta cheese and tender lamb. Moussaka is one of Greece's most popular and famous dishes, and it's made with aubergines, minced meat and creamy cheese sauce. Greek dancing has always been important, especially at family and traditional events, and most Greek people will know some moves.
It's the sort of music that makes you want to have a dance, isn't it?
Yes, and if you visit on holiday, you'll probably get encouraged to join in. In ancient times, dancing was thought to be a gift from the gods, as well as being lots of fun.
Europe's hidden treasure.
You might already know that the Olympics originated in ancient Greece and that the Olympic torch is still lit at a place called Olympia. But did you know early competitors perform naked with no clothes on?
And we have to sprint now. So it's Antiosas for now. That's goodbye.
Antiosas, and we hope you can join us as we explore Europe again soon.
You're listening to Europe Explorers, brought to you with support from the European Commission. Find out more about Europe on the Fun Kids website.
Three.
Hola.
Salut.
Ciao.
Ahoy.
See ya.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.